Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast, Introverted Queen, where I, an introvert, have conversation with other introverts about living in an extroverted world. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for listening, supporting, and sharing these episodes. This week, we are taking a little break from the sibling dynamic series. I like to clean my phone and delete old screenshots, pictures, and notes that I no longer need. But then, a few days ago, I stumbled on a list in my notes app. And this was a list that I wrote back in 2016. And I even had a title. It was Things That I've Learned. I'm not sure what season in my life I was in and why I was so reflective, but reading it now in 2024, there are a lot of things that still ring true today. 2016 seems like it was such a long time ago, and the world has changed so much. And I thought it would be a great idea to share with you all this list. So here we go. You don't always get what you want in life. What you see isn't always what you get. Communicate your feelings. God is greater than anything. People change, and that's okay. You will go through changes in your life, but don't expect everyone to be on board with it. You need to work on yourself sometimes. Never stop learning. Never make assumptions about people. Don't judge other people. Sometimes you don't learn from past mistakes and you will pay for it later. The grass isn't always greener on the other side. Don't rush love. Learn from your mistakes. Take the time to check on other people in your life. Processed food is really bad for you. Be loyal. Some battles are not worth fighting for. There is power in prayer. The world doesn't revolve around you. Question everything. Take time to enjoy the beauty around you. You don't have to be friends with everyone, but you need to be kind. Lust is real. Racism still exists. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. You don't need to suffer in silence. It takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to stay sane. Take care of your body. Money brings temporary happiness. Always leave a little mystery about yourself. Don't take people for granted. People don't always stay in your life, and that's okay. I think that as time has gone on, the it takes a village mentality has a whole different meaning in my life now. My village consists of a diverse group of people who are kind, talented, and unique. I was just having a conversation with a loved one that life is already difficult enough as it is. But when you have a village you can count on, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship, it helps to have people around you who can support you through life's difficult moments. So what about you? What resonated with you? What are you still learning? Let me know in the comments. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you found it insightful. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and please subscribe. Follow me on Instagram at introverted_queenblog. Thank you so much for tuning in. Take good care, and until next time.